When you look at Memorial Day, there used to be a moment where people would actually remember, stop, and think about what Memorial Day is actually all about. A day of which those who died in active military service are remembered. This is a holiday that we traditionally observe on May the 30th. It's now officially observed on the last Monday in May. Memorial Day is supposed to be a time where we all as a nation pause, where we all as a nation remember, where we all as a nation reflect and honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country. Unless you're Vice President Kamala Harris, apparently you're not supposed to do any of that this weekend. Social media users in the military, many of them, reminded the vice president that Memorial Day is more than just a long weekend. Yes, Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, actually tweeted out a United States government official account at VP, quote, enjoy the long weekend with a picture of herself. This is not a joke. This is not fake news. Don't worry. This is not going to be like something you post online, you find out later that someone was screwing with you. This is a real tweet from the Vice President of the United States of America's official government account. A picture of herself looking out into a crowd, it looks like, at the maybe the State of the Union. And it actually says, enjoy the long weekend. Enjoy the long weekend. Wow. Nothing says disrespect to the military than getting a chance to post a picture of yourself. This is called narcissism. And then get some mimosas as you plan to rip our country, is what one person said online. Talk about a pathetic leader. You tell people not to appreciate the brave soldiers who died for our country and to reflect on the lifetime that their families spend without them. Yeah, no. Don't forget, have a great long weekend. Yeah, that's all you got to do. Don't forget why we have a long weekend. If you actually want to know, you can go to the Vietnam Wall, for example, or the World War II Memorial. Memorial Day weekend is not a long weekend. Memorial Day weekend is honestly, if you really think about it, not for enjoying, but for memorializing and celebrating our fallen men and women in uniform, our brothers and sisters who gave the last full measure of devotion to a country. There are many mothers, many orphans, many babies, many children, many grown adults, many widowers who are going to spend their Memorial Day weekend, as she puts it, enjoy the long weekend, doesn't even say anything about our men and women who have died in this tweet, who are going to go to a tombstone, who are going to go to a cemetery, who are going to sit there and cry and remember their loved ones. Representative Brian Mask, the Arctic Circle is an important strategic point for the United States. This is why we must have a permanent ambassador at large for Arctic affairs in place to protect our national security interests. That is an actual tweet. Top lawmakers want to establish a U.S. ambassador at large for the Arctic affairs to protect our national security interests. There are some people that are scratching their heads saying, hey, just out of curiosity, is that really what we need to be talking about right now? Why not actually just talk about this Memorial Day weekend as a weekend to celebrate and remember our incredible men and women who gave it all in this country? The list and list and the list of people who tweeted out in response to Kamala Harris is long. One wrote, it's just a long weekend for this fraud. I have several dead buddies that disagree. That's what one man who served his country wrote. Another one wrote, you are a disgrace to the office. You hold the Constitution, those who died protecting it. Another said, long weekend, question mark. I know many are upset and saying this is respectful. This is disrespectful, but I believe you are really just stupid. Another wrote, I disagree with that. I want to make it very clear. I believe this was deliberately done to send a message on purpose to the military that you're not that important. You don't make these oopses. You don't use these words the way that Kamala Harris used these words by accident. Stay cool this weekend, folks. That's what Joe Biden had to say. Yeah, there's a real reason why we have a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and it is because of the great men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country. Why do you think Joe Biden also said, stay cool this weekend, folks? Why do you think Kamala Harris said, enjoy the long weekend? This was done deliberately. It was done on purpose. The messaging was not an accident. That's the point that I want to make to every single person that is listening to me. You don't oops this. This isn't accidental. Those were words that you deliberately chose to tweet out with a picture of yourself to make it very clear that you are not going to honor the dead. You're not going to honor our military. You're not going to celebrate our military. You're not going to remember the sacrifices of our military. I do not believe, and I want to make this very clear, that Kamala Harris is stupid. I don't think this was an accidental tweet. Now, I do believe that she'll probably figure out a way to maybe try to remedy this because there's been such outrage by sending out something random to try to fix this. It doesn't matter. This original tweet telling people to enjoy a long weekend and stay cool this weekend. These are the words the president and the vice president, they decided on purpose to say this. This was not an accident. This was not a mistake. They don't value our military. They don't value the ultimate sacrifice that our men and women have given this country. Think about this country right now. This country is more anti-law enforcement directly from this administration than it's ever been before. That's a fact. This administration is more anti-cop, anti-law enforcement, anti-law and order than it has ever been before. Look at how they treated the men and women in the National Guard that were called to Washington, D.C., where they literally put them on the floor in parking garages where they could be freezing without food and one bathroom for hundreds of them to share. Meanwhile, they pass a significant amount of cash, right, that they were willing to spend to actually house in hotels illegal immigrants that have crossed the border. Also, none of what I just mentioned in January 6th in the National Guard in D.C. afterwards was a mistake. They were sending a message. This is how little we value. Sleep in the hallway at the Capitol. Sleep in the basement at the Capitol. Sleep in the parking garage at the Capitol. We don't care. We don't care. I want to go back to what I was saying a moment ago. When you have leaders like Joe Biden and you have leaders like Kamala Harris and you have teams around them of really smart people, whether you agree with them or not, they're surrounded by intellectual people. They don't make mistakes like Kamala Harris's tweet. This was done on purpose. It's not a mistake. Don't let people make you believe that her have a great long weekend tweet was an accident, that she forgot that it was Memorial Day weekend. Have a great long weekend, right? That's what she says. Give you an example of another leader that got it right yet again. Governor Ron DeSantis said, quote, no better way to start Memorial Day weekend than a salute to America's heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice. He was speaking at the National Salute American Heroes event. You know, Harris addressed the pandemic in a speech at a commencement ceremony for graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy on Friday. She said, it has forever impacted our world. It has forever influenced our perspective. And if we weren't clear before, we know now. Our world is interconnected. Our world is interdependent, and our world is fragile. This, midshipman, is the era we live in, and it is unlike any era that came before. Harris turned heads when she made a joke about naval electrical engineers creating green energy during her speech as well. When she said, just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel? And I am positive she will tell you a solar panel. And so would he, she said before laughing. A lot of people were shocked the fact that this is what her message was to these people that are serving their country. Now, I was not shocked. When someone sent me the link to the C-SPAN video of this, I said, these are not accidental words. She had a teleprompter, okay? She was reading this script. This was done on purpose. Telling a joke, a woke joke about a female Marine at the Naval Academy. And by the way, her joke also bombed. Cadets even groaned as Kamala Harris started laughing in that annoying laugh. Awkwardly, on stage, alone.
You are electrical engineers who will soon help convert solar and wind energy into power. Convert solar and wind energy into combat power. And just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel? And I am positive she will tell you a solar panel, and so would he. The American people are...
So in other words, have a great long weekend, folks. The White House, by the way, has still, at this moment, declined to comment on the tweet that she sent out. That tweet of a picture of herself saying, enjoy the long weekend. Now, none of this is done by accident. This isn't noob. She knew what this weekend is. It's a day in which those who died in active military service are remembered. She knows that. It's time for us to pause and remember and reflect and honor the fallen. She knows that. Today, just to thank our veterans. And many veterans will tell you they appreciate it when you tell them thank you for their service. She knows that. So why is she and why is Joe Biden saying stupid stuff? You know, Joe Biden had another gaffe this weekend. You can see it by going to whitehouse.gov. In the middle of a speech to military personnel Friday in Hampton, Virginia, President Joe Biden said, looking towards the family who was being honored, quote, and this is not a joke, I love those barrettes in your hair. She looks like she's 19 years old with her legs crossed.
I'm honored to be joined today by Governor Northam and by two great representatives of the Commonwealth, Congressman Laurie and Congressman Scott. And I want to thank you for all that you do to represent these service veterans, because they're devoted to you. It's the family members, the caregivers, survivors who call Virginia home. I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jared and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what. And look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old, sitting there with her, like a little lady in her legs crossed. Brittany, you're doing triple duty as a veteran, a military spouse, and a teacher.
I'm sorry. That's the creepiest thing that I've ever heard him say from a podium. I love those barrettes in your hair. She looks like she's 19 years old with her legs crossed. I'm honored to be joined today by the governor, Governor Northam, and by two great representatives of the Commonwealth. The president continues to say thank you to those who represent these service veterans in the Commonwealth. Especially honored to share the stage with Brittany, whose husband, Major Nathan Bean, is currently deployed. Looking at Brittany and the rest of her children, who he named but not clearly, to say, I love those barrettes in your hair. Man, this must have been in reference to the daughter, Margaret Catherine. Then the president added, I tell you what. And look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old, sitting there with her, like a little lady with her legs crossed. That is the creepiest commander-in-chief line I've heard in a long time. Oh, and he also had no problem disrespecting the Declaration of Independence as well when he said this.
America's born out of an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, but all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, including life, liberty, etc.
Life, liberty, and etc. Yeah, you know the rest. So let's just break that down to etc. Pay attention, folks. This is not being done by accident. When you refer to the Declaration of Independence as life, liberty,
with certain inalienable rights, including life, liberty, etc.
Life, liberty, etc. You need to be paying attention. This is not happening by accident. Have a great weekend. Have a long weekend. Stay cool this weekend. Stay cool this weekend, folks. That's Joe Biden. Kamala Harris. Here's a picture of myself because I'm a narcissistic socialist. Enjoy the long weekend, she tells you. And get ready for some solar panels you're going to be carrying around the battlefield because that's what we do. That's what we tell you to do. The president didn't just bungle the Declaration of Independence. No, he did it on purpose because that's how little they care about this country and what we actually are. And in case you thought it was a national long weekend, it's not. It's not a long weekend. We have a long weekend to pause, to remember, to say thank you, and to support families that have lost their loved ones. That's why we have this weekend. It's not et cetera, folks. This is a guy who spends more time giving creepy comments on a veteran's daughter. She looks like she's 19 years old with her legs crossed and her barrettes in her hair. But he uses the word et cetera when he's talking about our Declaration of Independence. Yes, the creep factor is there. This is 2 days, by the way, after Joe Biden also made another creepy comment to the press about the deceased criminal, George Floyd's 7-year-old daughter. He made yet another creepy comment, this time directly at a little girl whose father is serving his country abroad. During that Memorial Day weekend speech to military families in Hampton, Virginia, he focused his attention on the very young daughter of a veteran who was in attendance. I love those barrettes in your hair, man. He said directly to her, I tell you what, look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old, sitting there like a little lady with her legs crossed. I'm not making this up. This is what Joe Biden wanted to say to a little girl. The little girl he'd spoken to can be seen standing on stage by her family at the beginning of the video that the White House put up. It's creepy. It's inappropriate. I would argue these remarks were really creepy, even for Creepy Joe. But man, he can get direct, can he? He can make sure he gets direct on this kind of stuff. But when it comes to our Bill of Rights, when it comes to what makes this country great, here's what they tell you. Enjoy a long weekend. Stay hydrated, right? Stay cool this weekend. Nothing about our military. Not a single word about our military. It's on purpose. This is not an accident. I tell people it's not an accident so they understand. This is how you dehumanize people from joining law enforcement. This is how you dehumanize people from wanting to be in the military. When you speak with so little respect for their men and women that give the ultimate sacrifice to this country and the men and women who serve this country domestically, you accomplish your goal, which is anarchy. You accomplish your goal, which is dictatorship, communism. This is how you undermine the rule of law. Kamala Harris, in part of her speech, and I got to play this for you because it's another example of them fundamentally trying to change the military. She actually said that the Navy will fight a, quote, very real threat. Not a threat of a foreign power, but she says the threat of climate change.
The United States military has been on the forefront of research, development, and technological advancement. That is a point of American pride. And as I look out at all of you, I know you will build on that leadership. And then, of course, there is climate change, which is a very real threat to our national security. And I look at you.
Again, think about this. Climate change, a very real threat to our national security. So military, know this. You're not the military you think you are. Your job is not to help protect and defend this country from terrorists or to go to war with people around the world that are trying to hurt us. No. We're going to fundamentally change what you are, who you are. We're not going to memorialize those that died serving, protecting, defending this country. No. Because that's not something we're going to honor. We'll honor you if you start to go woke with us. If you start to fight the very real threat of climate change, that's when we'll start to honor you again.
And I know you are among the experts who will navigate and mitigate this threat. You are ocean engineers who will help navigate ships through thinning ice. You are mechanical engineers who will help reinforce sinking bases. You are electrical engineers who will soon help convert solar and wind energy into power, convert solar and wind energy into combat power. And just ask any Marine today, would she rather carry 20 pounds of batteries or a rolled up solar panel? And I am positive she will tell you a solar panel, and so would he.
This is a fundamental change of what this country is and what our military is. There are a lot of conservatives out there that I have a lot of respect for. They've been tweeting out things and saying things like this is tone deaf, right? That this is a tone deaf Kamala Harris, that this is a tone deaf Joe Biden. It's not. So stop saying that. I want to make that clear. It's not. This is being done deliberately on purpose. This is not accidental. It's deliberate and it's on purpose. This is all part of their plan. You need a weak military that's fighting climate change to be able to make this country into what they want to be, which is a weak nation. They do not want us to be able to stand up for ourselves. That I can promise you. They absolutely do not want us to be able to protect and defend ourselves. They don't think that we should have a strong military. I think that's pretty clear from what she just said. They want you to be guiding ships through ice because of climate change and fighting climate change. That's what they want you to do moving forward. That's what they believe you should be doing moving forward. They don't believe in bombs. They don't believe in state-of-the-art aircraft. Right? No, that's a bunch of nonsense. We don't believe in being the most powerful military in the world. We want you to be carrying around solar panels because, yes, Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Hamas and Hezbollah and Russia, they are going to be scared. You know what, Liz, from us having a big root, you know, yeehaw over carrying a bunch of solar panels out in the middle of the desert. But you have to ask yourself this question. Is this and these comments, are they not on purpose? When you forget to talk about what Memorial Day is, when you talk to the military this way, the question you then ask yourself, right, is a pretty simple one, a important one, but a pretty simple one. And the question you ask yourself in that moment is, do I want to serve in this military? Many would argue, no, you do not want to serve in this military. Do you want to be a police officer in America today? Many would argue, no, you do not want to be a police officer today in this country, because we've dehumanized and we have taken away. We have done everything that we can to change and alter this country's respect for law and order, this country's respect, not just for law and order, but this country's respect for the rule of law, for those that serve and protect and defend. All of this is being done on purpose. It's not an accident. It's not an oops. It's not something that you overlook. That is the point that I want you to understand, and everybody needs to understand this moving forward. This is all being done deliberately. When you tell people to have a great long weekend, stay hydrated, and that's a deliberate message, hey, don't honor the dead. Don't think that what they're doing is really that great. Don't think that what they did and their sacrifice was really that big. Maybe we should just kind of move on past it, right? Maybe we should just kind of move on from it. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying with their words. That's what they're implying clearly to each and every American. The days of supporting our military and giving them all of our trust, they're kind of over. We need to move on past it. That's what they are saying. Hey, it's really time we probably just, you know, stop being as patriotic as we've been in the past. That's what they're saying. That's what they mean here. Understand the messaging. I talked about this earlier this week on our podcast. To be able to do what they want to do to this country, in this country, they have to fundamentally change what this country is. You cannot have a strong nation if you have a strong, independent citizenry and a strong and an independent economy. All right, please hit share and share this podcast with your family and friends. Tell others about it as we continue to grow and fight against big tech that has shut us down on Facebook. Thank you guys for your support. I'll see you tomorrow.